we're happy to come out of a game with a win where we definitely didn't have we didn't have the structure defensively that we'd like to have, but we all know we're in the beginning of a long, hard season of growth and learning, and the language is right on the bench and in the room, and you have to give a compliment to the way Montreal plays. They come hard. They come with four. They cycle extremely quick and battle hard, and with a lot of grit for pucks and retrievals. So it was a high level of offense coming at us all night, and we have to learn to play against that. But again, if we can learn off a win, we'll take that any time.
Why so many swings? I mean, there were times you guys were great with the puck, yeah, and then it would be 5 or 6 minutes where you weren't great, yeah, with the puck. Why were there so many swings?
Yeah. Well, there's always a combination there. I mean, a compliment to the way the Canadians kept pushing their game on us. You know, we came back strong, being down 2-1. I thought we really had in the second period our best hockey of the night, and in the third period we really sunk back in a situation that we have to learn to manage better. But again, it's showed a lot of character to complete the win in overtime. But we're not pleased with the third period and how we managed it. But we will definitely learn from this game.
You put a couple of veterans like Miller and Johansson out there for the 4-on-3. Did you just want their, yeah, presence and maybe settle everything down a little?
Well, it was just a little bit about the sticks, the way we wanted them. And Johansson was the setter on that. We had some movement with the three right-handers on the back side. So it was sticks plus experience in that situation. It worked out. So bingo, but it won't always work out. But that group dealt with that situation really well. 4-on-3 is tough because usually you get stuck kind of in a triangle, and Montreal was killing really well. But in the end, a good individual play, we were already going to 4-4, got us the win.
The power placement's so good. When you examine it, what's clicking with it, I guess, right now?
Well, more than anything, just all the different options that are there. It's difficult to defend against it. I mean, we're in a league of pre-scouting and analysis to the depths of everything somebody does, but on that power play, you have no idea what's going to come at you, and they're really good at not getting stuck in a tunnel somewhere. Even though Victor might seem like a threat all the time, we've got threats in all those other four positions, and there's a lot of movement and a lot of exchanges going on. We're pleased with that. Our breakout was not that good early in the game, and we did get a goal against because of that, but I thought we recovered well and maintained our confidence on the power play, which was important and gave us a chance to win.
When you see Jack Eichel take over the way he can, what goes through your head when you watch him?
Well, what he did tonight is not surprising for me because I've been watching it now since the 13th of September, and Jack is just one of the very elite players in the league, and his game isn't even near complete. So just really excited to be coaching a player with that skill set, and going to work hard to make him every day, try to help him to get better.
Johansson said he's not quite at the level he wants to be, but what does it say about him that the fact they are keep putting up points tonight?
Yeah. No, I mean, we all have to understand the ball that he's been given here in that second line center position after multiple years of playing on the wing. He's really embraced that, and that takes a lot of energy, and it takes a lot of work, and it's, you know, that his offense still clicks with that hill that he's climbing there to get used to taking the draws like he did at the end. He took one huge draw there in the third period and near the end, and you can just see he's starting to get comfortable. And again, another player we're excited to see as he really matures in that position.
You mentioned Montreal's strengths early on. Is it more difficult to maintain what you're trying to do by the time the third period comes around? Does that become difficult?
Yeah, for sure. It's a stress on our defensive work, and a lot of it still doesn't come naturally for us. And the game away from the puck is something that we're definitely trying to improve on, and will give us a chance to compete every night. But we are still going in and out of it at times. But the effort is there, and the willingness to learn the game is there. So we're pleased with where we are today. But Montreal really just comes at you nonstop. I mean, we watched the Toronto game too, being down like they were and coming back. They have that in their game. That offense is very, very threatening all the time. And so this is going to be a really good game for us to learn from.
Ralph, how important was it to not only get a win, but to bounce back from that
Yeah, I think you know, we were tested there. We were disappointed with our game in Columbus, and tonight again we had to bounce back within the bounce back. That means we were, you know, being up 4-2 and giving up a lead to settle everybody down and stay calm on the bench is something we're learning to do to be a competitive team in the National Hockey League. So we're pleased with both of those bounce backs actually, and now hopefully we can settle things down a little more for the next game.